This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Tonight from 6, now playing with Tom Robinson. At 4, Iggy Pop.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Belly BC, that's who.
Well, pre-recording this programme on a Thursday morning, it is very bright and beautiful. It's going to be a nice day. I'm going to shut the window and continue. I have to say, though, if I hear the phrase Indian summer one more time, everyone I've spoken to... Anyway... I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome everybody to the programme. That was Beth Gibbons and Rustin Man opening the show there with Mysteries. Beth Gibbons, of course, of Portishead fame, and Rustin Man, the alias of Paul Webb, who was the bass player in Talk Talk, and again with Lee Harris, who collaborated with him on that venture. Later went on to be in O-Rang, and I've just found out, produced Year of the Leopard, the James Yorkston album in 2006. So there you go, some talent in that there song. Recommended to me by perhaps the greatest living rock photographer, the original smudger and designer of the Wimpy Walk, Mr. Tom Sheehan. If you're not aware of Tom's work, have a look online. A magnificent man. I'm going to play My Morning Jacket for you, My Morning Jacket tune for you in a second. And I've got a question for you. Let me tell you what's coming up on the programme first. Featured artist this week is the Ink Spots. I love it. Spooky doo-wop, as I call it. There's something very eerie about the Ink Spots recordings. We'll talk about that as they come. In fact, the whole programme's a bit of a doo-wop do. There's quite a few doo-wop numbers throughout the next 2 hours. My theme overarching is film soundtrack, inspired by something my brother said just this morning. Film soundtracks, some rarities from different movies. I do it every few months because there's so much of it, it's great. New music from Nick Mulvey, we love him. James Yorkston, just mentioned, he's great. Rachel Dadd, really lovely tune from her. Grumbling Fur, who are new to me, and Noura Mintse Marley, who's new to me. She's a Mauritanian singer with an incredible voice. Also, my very first world exclusive. Eh? On my programme, Deli Sosimi's new tune. He was musical director for Egypt 80 and quite a few projects of Fela Kuti's. Deli Sosimi, world exclusive on the finest hour. What do you think of that? Of course, Beckopedia will be dropping by, and Desert Island Disc Snippets this week from Tennessee Williams and Emma Thompson. I have to admit to always having had a bit of a thing for Emma Thompson. I think she's marvellous. As my sister Becky would say, she can have the top off my egg any day. Talking of thumping for, this is It Beats For You by My Morning Jacket. I was introduced to this tune by Leela Dean Watson of the Watson Twins fame. She made me an amazing compilation, which actually led to me being friends with Jessica Hoop, among many other things. This song was on there. It's a fantastic song. It reminds me of a live version I once heard of Talk Talk's Does Caroline Know? Now, I found a live version. I was going to play it for you because the thing it has in common is a whistle on the chorus or a synthesizer mimicking a whistle. But the version I found, the live version of the Talk Talk track that I found, the synthesizer's been dipped, almost like it was an old-fashioned sound that should be omitted from the original recording. Do you have any knowledge of this? Please get in touch, guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. But here now, the song that reminds me of that Talk Talk tune. This is My Morning Jacket, It Beats For You. Happy Sunday, everyone.
See the never do.
High Drama and Romance. From My Morning Jacket, that was It Beats For You. From the album Zed, or as they, I'm always conflicted here, they would actually call it Z. But yeah, you get the idea, it's a letter. It's the letter Z. New one now here from Nick Mulvey, who I'm very proud to call a new friend. We played with him last summer and I interviewed him on this very programme. His record, First Mind, is fantastic and I expect it to take him places. We're going to see him actually next week. We're playing another festival together. This song's called Kukuruku. This is a radio edit of it. Full of great, considered, beautiful lyrics, his music, as well as his extraordinary guitar playing and his very everyman delivery. I think it's the real deal. It's Nick Mulvey. I didn't ask him if he preferred Mulvey or Mulvey, you know. I'm going to go with Mulvey because that's how you do it in Lancashire. And the song is Kukuruku, which I think that's the same in Lancashire as it is everywhere else. Gibberish.
Softly in the evening dusk, a woman is singing to me. She takes me back down the vista of my years until I see a child underneath the piano and the boom of the tingling strings, pressing the poised feet of his mother, who smiles at him as she sings. Kukuruku, kukuruku. Softly now in the evening dusk, a woman is singing to me and she takes me back down the vista of my years until I see a boy, a child underneath the piano and the boom of the tingling strings, pressing the poised feet of his mother, who smiles at him as she sings. Yearning to belong, yearning to belong, my heart beats with a ceaseless longing, lover, yearning to belong. In spite of myself and all of these nursery songs, my heart beats with the ceaseless longing, lover, yearning to belong. Kukuruku, kukuruku, sing kukuruku, kukuruku. To the melody. Childish days are upon me, and they take me back down the river. They keep leading me on, they lead me till I see the goal of my manhood is cast down in the flood of remembrance, and I weep like a child for the passing. Kukuruku, underneath the piano and the boom of the tingling strings, pressing the poised feet of his mother, who smiles at him as she sings. Listen to me, son, I'll tell you why your father's strong, 'cause he can still say every single day he's yearning to belong. Yearning to belong, yearning to belong, my heart beats with ceaseless longing, lover, yearning to belong. Myself and all of these nursery songs, my heart beats with the ceaseless weeps, with the peaceless bonnets in the lungs. Sing Kukuruku, Kukuruku, sing Kukuruku.
Nick Mulvey and Kukuruku, which in the context of the song, I had a little Google while it was playing. Nick was saying it's just supposed to be a sound that a child would make, Which is what I took it to be, with the image of a child hiding under a piano that's being played at the beginning. It's childhood memory stuff. And it's also similar to Cocorico, which is the French cock-a-doodle-doo, if you like. It's what a cockerel says. And it's a card game. God, I'm dredging this from my memory. I've not played it for a long time. I've got a sister who lives in France. My sister Karen's been over there for 30 years plus. And, yeah, Cocorico. I remember playing when I was like 10 years old. I think it's a French version of Snap. Anyway, I digress.
Classic album of the day.
We made the first record in 3 days, mixed it in two. We made the next one in 5 days, mixed it in three. Boy, with the Arab strap, took about 6 months.
It was the third album from Glasgow's Bell and Sebastian, and on Wednesday, it was our third classic album of the day, The Boy with the Arab Strap.
We were quietly getting on with business in Glasgow. We had no direct link with Britpop or London or any of the scene. We didn't feel outside because we liked what we were doing.
Hear me, Steve Lamacq, in conversation with the band, Stuart Murdoch.
After Sinister was finished, that's really when we went on a musical voyage.
Our classic album of the day, Bell and Sebastian. The Boy with the Arab Strap. Available now at the Six Music website.
Six Music.
Six Music.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
This next tune from Ali Fakatore and Toumani Diabate is called Ruby. It was a song for Guy recommendation from Anne-Marie. I didn't even put your last name there, love. Let me have a look. When was that, Anne-Marie? It was in 2011. I've come to love the kora as an instrument. And in actual fact, I'm going to have a kora player on a record that I start in a couple of weeks' time. A wonderful, beautiful thing. If you're not sure what it is, it's like a big pot-bellied African harp. If you imagine like almost like a medieval guitar that you stand up between your legs and play like a harp. Beautiful, beautiful thing. Anyway, once again, Ali Fakatore and Toumani Diabate, Ruby. Got to thank Anne-Marie for this song for Guy recommendation, and I was watching crows flying around to it the other day on the way to my local shops, and it worked quite well. So if you're in a position to look at some crows, now's the time. Thank you. great crow watching music from Ali Fakatori and Tumani Diabate. That was Ruby, a song for Guy recommendation from Anne Marie about 3 years ago. Thank you, Anne Marie. Keep the song for Guy recommendations coming in. Go to my page on the Six Music website and it's easy. Here are very good looking Mexican couple, Rodrigo y Gabriela, just them and their two guitars on this tune. It's wonderful. It's called Diablo Rojo. We'll be right back. Time now for the news. That wasn't very good.
Linked music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 2:30. I'm Jason Kay. The Chancellor George Osborne says Scotland will be given more powers and autonomy if Scottish voters opt to stay in the UK in the referendum on independence later this month. Scotland's First Minister Alex Salmond described Mr Osborne's comments as a sign of what he called the total disintegration of the No campaign. But the Scottish Secretary Alistair Carmichael, a Lib Dem, said that what Mr Osborne was suggesting was simply finishing the job of devolution.
All the parties have said all along that if the people of Scotland choose to remain part of the United Kingdom family, then yes, more powers will come to the Scottish Parliament, because that is what the people of Scotland actually want.
The United States has carried out airstrikes against militants from Islamic State near Haditha Dam in western Iraq. The American Defence Secretary Chuck Hagel said the dam was critically important for the country. The radical cleric Abu Qatada, who was deported from the UK to Jordan last year, has condemned the beheading of two American journalists by Islamic State. He was speaking from the dock at a court in Jordan, where he's due to hear the verdict in a terrorism case against him. The judgment was postponed. The price of many rail fares in England is to be capped in real terms next year. The Treasury has announced that regulated fares, which include most season tickets, should rise by no more than the rate of inflation as measured by the Retail Prices Index last month. The Shadow Chief Secretary to the Treasury, Chris Leslie, accused the government of introducing short-term measures in the run-up to the election.
We've been saying for a very, very long time that we need a wholesale set of changes to rail fares and the way the rail sector is regulated. For example, I think it's important that we have a legal duty for companies to offer the very lowest ticket price that is available to travellers.
The double Olympic gold medalist Mo Farah has won the Great North Run in Newcastle. Kenya's Mary Kitani set a new race record to win the women's event. And in the past couple of minutes, Lewis Hamilton has won the Italian Grand Prix in his Mercedes. In that six music news, the next update at 3:30.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
6 Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Sometimes merry, merry making.
Rachel Dadd, that's a new one from her, Strike Our Scythes, it's called. It's got a video full of beautiful people doing beautiful things, of which she's one. She's played with Laura Marling in The Sons of Nolan Adrian and all that lot. She's regularly collaborated with Kate Stables, who we play quite a lot on The Finest Hour, otherwise known as This Is The Kit, and she's really rather good. I really like that. More from her, I think, in the future. Once again, Rachel Dadd. More new music now from Grumbling Fur. Daniel O'Sullivan is in Grumbling Fur. He's from Manchester, I believe. And he's in all kinds of experimental bands. This is great. It feels like a collaboration. And it moves and grows in a very satisfying way. New music on Six Music, the greatest radio station on earth. This is Grumbling Fur and Feet of Clay.
Leaking through the porous rock, leaning on the sediments of our talk, reciting letters in the tongues of ancient throats, and the piano plays itself on the blackness. Growing back under the cover of the night, silent frames are playing out their little scene. Into focus as our eyes pierce clearly, sinking down into the seas of yesterday. Cobweb the surface with your feet of clay. All the particles are falling into space as arrival turns into a real place. The cats are walking backwards through the walls, and the skin is creeping off your bones again.
Sharing something with the first tune that I played, not the first song, the song I played before that one, that was Grumbling Fur and Feet of Clay, following Rachel Dadd's Strike Our Sides. Both got something folky and pastoral to them, even though it's brand new, quite experimental music from both of them. Time now to hear from the mystery musical history girl, that thing of our dreams, the Beckopedia. Now then.
Now then. It's as old as the hills. The idea of taking an existing piece of music and rejuvenating it for a current audience. Vaughan Williams did it to Thomas Tallis, Barry Manilow did it to Chopin, Muse did it to Bach. But was there ever an interpretation so literal as that of the Rays' 1961 single, Magic Moon? This was the zenith of the doo-wop era, and all music was getting the close harmony treatment, so why not Claude Debussy? Well, I could think of several reasons, but despite an initial shudder at the sound of their chopsticks version of Clair de Lune on the piano and the dodgy French pronunciation, there's something really endearing about their flamingo-esque treatment of such a well-loved classic. They say all music is derivative, and while most isn't this obvious in its roots, you've got to love the endeavour and ultimately the result. It's sweet, romantic, and after all, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Featured artist this week is the Ink Spots. I love it. Spooky doo-wop, I call it. We're going to have Tennessee Williams introduce this one on his episode of Desert Island Discs. What a character.
And now you brought a new play to London, Vieux Carré. This is an autobiographical piece. The Vieux Carré, of course, is the old French quarter of New Orleans. And this was your youthful days in a rooming house.
This was my entrance into that state called Bohemia.
Yes. A state of which you're still a citizen.
Yes, but I maintain a precarious balance between citizenship in Bohemia and in the world of propriety.
Oh, that's nice.
I tried to.
And you still have two or three recent plays as yet unproduced?
Oh, yes, three, yeah.
Three?
Usually that sounds corny, but it happens to be true, because if you work every day, it happens.
Record number four.
While I was riding Streetcar, just around the corner, there was a bar called Victor's. And after work, I would go to Victor's to fortify myself with a Brandy Alexander. And they had this Ink Spots record on the jukebox, and I would always play that while drinking the Brandy Alexander.
In which city was it?
New Orleans.
If I didn't care more than words can say, if I didn't care, would I feel this way? If this isn't love, then why do I thrill? And what makes my head go round and round while my heart stands still? If I didn't care, would it be the same? Would my every prayer begin and end with just your name? And would I be sure that this is love beyond compare? Would all this be true if I didn't care for you?
If I didn't care, honey child, more than words can say. If I didn't care, would I feel this way? Darling, if this isn't love, then why do I thrill so much? And what is it that makes my head go round and round while my heart just stands still so much?
If I didn't care, would it be the same? Would my every prayer begin and end with just your name? And would I be sure that this is love beyond compare? Would all this be true if I didn't care for?
The Ink Spots, my featured artist this week with If I Didn't Care, chosen by Tennessee Williams, who sounded to be having a brilliant time on his episode of Desert Island Discs. We're going to have another Desert Island Disc snippet from Emma Thompson in a wee while, but now new music from James Yorkston. He has a very open door, come one, come all attitude to making his records, and the album that this song is from features many people, including Katie Tunstall and her amazing voice. The Blues You Sang is the song. New music on Six Music from James Yorkston.
Make up a story so you feel better, feel better. Forget the drunken disgrace you were. The bravest of the brave. The most outstanding gentleman of the bar. And I am there to pick up the pieces, to pick up the pieces. The one who apologizes on your behalf. through gritted teeth and with flare and wit, I explain you away. Are you lovable rogue and the blues you sang meant it all to me. As I could see, they meant it all to you. Are the blues you sang?
James Yorkston and the Blues You Sang. New music. Wonderful.
Six Music.
This is where radio started, was giving people the opportunity to be there as close as they possibly can to the live experience.
It gives me great pleasure to welcome to the stage at Maida Vale, Sigur Rós!
When you're listening to something live on the radio, anything could happen.
Quite amazing to hear how people can recreate their records live.
I'll tell you what, if there's anybody out there better, I need to know about them. That is Kieran Leonard.
And I guess you can just feel the energy of the band in the room.
So we might as well get this party started.
You can play the record as much as you want, but there's only one version of that live session.
Yeah! It allows people to indulge in a shared experience.
Please welcome to the Six Music Festival, Damon.
For more live music, listen to Lauren Laverne tomorrow morning at 10 as she'll be announcing this year's lineup for Six Music Live at Maida Vale.
This is BBC Radio Six Music.
Guy Garvey on Six Music.
The matter? and the antimatter.
A friend of mine, and actually a teacher once over, Pete Fairburn, died recently. My dad went to his funeral because my dad was a friend of his as well. My dad worked at my old secondary school after I left it. Pete was a very loved and respected man. Just to give you a quick image of what he was like, he loved blowing things up in the science lab to get kids' attention. If he had kids that weren't particularly going to pay attention, even if you blew things up, he would have them disassemble and reassemble a motorcycle over the period of a term. And on the last day, he'd take them over the road onto the playing fields of Heaton Park and they could ride what they'd built. Old school teacher, not quite as restricted in those days by curriculum, I would imagine. But a fantastic character, and he became a friend after school through my housemate, Alan. And I remember him very vividly, remember listening to Cream with him him teaching us how to settle the sediment in home-brewed beer in half the time using cold tea. A very loved and wonderful man, and my dad told me the other day when talking about how much Pete's funeral, it was a really touching service and everything. Apparently, he went out to this next number. This was Pete saying farewell. Lots of love to Pete's family, Kate and the boys and everybody, and lots of love to Pete Fairburn.
I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you.
You rascal, you.
I'll be glad when you're in your grave, you dog.
Dirty dog.
When you're dead and in your grave, no more ravioli will you crave. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you.
You rascal, you.
I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you.
You rascal, you.
I'll be glad when you're in your grave, you dog.
Dirty dog.
I invite you to my house for a meal. All my meatballs you try to steal. You're a dirty dog.
You're dirty dog.
I will be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you.
You rascal, you.
I'll be glad when you're in your grave, you dog.
Dirty dog.
I'll be standing on a corner plastered when they bring your body by. You're a devil, you.
Memory of Pete Fairburn, a great teacher, a great man and a great friend. Louis Prima, and I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. Him all over.
Six.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
Rufus Wainwright and Vicious World. Wonderful song from a wonderful man from his album Want One. New music now from Noura Mint Saint Mali. This tune's called Zeni. It's traditional Mauritanian instruments, the ardin, which apparently is a bow harp only played by Mauritanian women, and the tidnit, which is a lute played only by Mauritanian men. These are the traditional instruments she's drawing on. However, her husband's using an electric guitar to go after those lute lines, and it ends up being a bit space rock. A little bit, we had some Tuareg space rock on a few weeks ago, didn't we, with Tammy Crest. Well, I love that it's coming through. I love that I'm hearing bits of it in dance music and all over the place. What a wonderful world we live in. But it's her voice which sets her apart. She's Noura Mint Saint Mali. This is called Tazeni, and I think you're going to love it.
We'll be right back.
world exclusive now, my first world exclusive. This is Dele Sosimi and Sanctuary. I believe that's the title track of a forthcoming album. But yeah, no one's ever heard this apart from you lot in a minute. He came up with Femi Kuti's Egypt 80 and... Sorry, with Fela Kuti's Egypt 80 and then later Femi Kuti's Positive Force. So he's part of the heart of Afrobeat, if you like. He was actually born in Hackney in East London but went back to Nigeria at the age of four. And this is a fantastic tune. I'm so very proud to have the exclusive on it. It's Dele Sosimi and it's Sanctuary. And it's wonderful.
Sanctuary. Sanctuary. Follow me, go sanctuary. Sanctuary. My sanctuary. Follow me, go sanctuary.
Everything, no matter of flow. Now, sometimes the tide is high,
he go dey fly for sky.
Another time he go come low.
Low, low, low.
Sometimes the tide is high,
he go dey fly for sky.
Another time he go come low.
Low, low, low.
Then everything go dey bright.
He go dey shine.
Dele Sosimi and Sanctuary. I absolutely love that. If you missed the title or the name of any of the artists that I play on The Finest Hour, go and have a look on my website, on the Six Music website, find my page. And that's also where you go if you want to make a song for Guy recommendation, or just contact me at guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Some correspondence now. Mark Borland got in touch and said, thanks so much for playing Kurt Vile. We're going to watch him in Madrid tonight at the Penelope Lounge. I hope that was a good one, mate. Katie got in touch and thanked for the Bon Iver. She says, it's a dangerous thing to have access to iTunes and to be listening to your programme. I end up speaking too much. She said, Scott Matthews' new single is making her afternoon working on back-to-school tasks as a teacher, not a pupil, a lot more bearable. Oh, thank you, Katie. Shelley Timpson said, I took your advice and watched the film Out of Sight with the Lopez and the Clooney, and said she loved it. Well, we'll have some music from that in a little while. That's the theme of this week's show. Another movie music special. Amy Freeman gets in touch and says, what's that long orchestral version of the Joni Mitchell song Case of You? We always get loads of emails when I play that. If you want to find that one, it's on Both Sides Now. That's where you find it. That's the orchestral version of A Case of You. It's on Both Sides Now. Oh, we've got a celebrity email. Stuart Murdoch from Bell and Sebastian's been in touch. He says, hi Guy, my wife and I always enjoy your show. It's a bit naff asking for a request, but I've had to leave her and my wee boy Denny for a couple of weeks. It's been a busy summer with me away and I miss them. Could you play her a song or give her a hello? She'll be on the couch loafing around with nothing to do. I'm sure she'll appreciate that. Hope your summer's going well. All the best, Stuart. Lovely to hear from you, Stuart. It's been way too long. I think I caught you like a passing glance at some bizarre Safari Park festival we played this summer. But festivals aren't festivals unless you see Belle and Sebastian kicking around, if you ask me. I always come to associate them with the sunshine and the good times. This is the song that I play whenever I'm missing somebody when I'm away from home. It's Bob Dylan's Tomorrow is a Long Place. And, oh yes, I hope this gets the sentiment over.
If today was not a crooked highway, if tonight was not a crooked trail, if tomorrow wasn't such a long time, then lonesome would mean nothing to you at all. Yes, and only if my own true love was waiting, if I could hear her heart is softly pounding, yes, and only if she was lying by me, and I'd lie in my bed once again. I can't see my reflection in the water, I can't speak the sounds to show no pain, I can't hear the echo of my footsteps or remember the sounds of my own name. Yes, and only if my own true love was waiting, and if I could only hear her heart softly pounding, yes, and only if she was lying by me, and I'd lie in my bed once again. There's beauty in that silver singing river, there's beauty in that rainbow in the sky, but none of these and nothing else can touch the beauty that I remember in my true love's eyes. Yes, and only if my own true love was waiting, if I could only hear a heart softly pounding, yes, and only if she was lying by me, and I'd lie in my bed once again.
Hold on, wasn't too melancholy. That's for Stuart and family. That was Bob Dylan and Tomorrow is a Long Place. I was watching a B-movie about a female drag racer making good in a world of men when I was about 12 years old, and the end credits had this version of this song over it. It took me another decade to find it, pre-internet, but my friend Stan Chow, who's a very famous illustrator these days, was a DJ at the time, and he found it on vinyl And whenever I finished a shift at Manchester's Roadhouse nightclub, I would pop round the corner to the famous Night and Day Cafe, and when Stan saw me come in, he'd drop this for me, which made me feel like, I don't know, a private detective or something. The Flamingos, and I Only Have Eyes for You.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Shabam, shabam. I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. I only have eyes for you. The moon may be
because the Beckopedia mentioned him, I couldn't not play him. That was the Flamingos, and I Only Have Eyes for You.
I've loved music and the emotions it provokes all my life.
This is Iggy Pop.
If I could sing like Caruso, I probably would. But I can't, so I did the best I could in a punk band. When we were punks, there was no name for it. By the time it became named, I'd moved on. I personally collect blues, jazz, roots reggae, ethnic, and avant-garde music the last 50 years. And what I try to do with my show, I try to mix these with contemporary music that I seek out online. I hope they complement each other and add up to a pleasant Sunday afternoon from 4 p.m. on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
The theme of this week's programme is movie themes, and most of the rest of the tunes I've got to play for you before 4 o'clock are from movies. This one's not, but it's called Movie Theme. Some amazing synthesizer work on it, and I hope I'm not doing Beck a disservice by suggesting that it might be something to do with the involvement of Nigel Godrich.
Thank you. and movie theme from the album The Information, produced by Nigel Godrich of Radiohead fame. An amazing record if you don't own it. So movie themes from now till 4 o'clock, when Iggy Pop takes over. His theme is disasters, and I mentioned I'd had a personal disaster this week. I vaulted a fence at the edge of Oxford Road after using a cash point. I've vaulted this fence many times. I'd say 3 times a week in the last 15 years, because it's opposite my mate's bar. Yes, I'd had a drink. No, I wasn't drunk. I'm just not quite the spring chicken I was. I did that kind of catastrophic falling forward run with windmilling arms. A young man eating a tray of chips was quite stunned by my involuntary acrobatics. And then I face planted in the middle of the street, stood up, bowed, got into a black cab where the driver was already laughing his head off, and sped away bleeding. I'm absolutely fine. I've got stigmata wounds on my hands and my knees a bit skinned. But I thought I'd tell you because it's quite funny. Public humiliation of that nature. Shall we have a theme in a couple of weeks' time? Get in touch with your massive public humiliation stories. They can be real events or just those horrible dreams that you can have. And try and attach a song to the story. Make sure it's a good one. It'll definitely get through. Okay, where was I? Oh, yeah. So somebody got in touch thanking me for recommending the film Out of Sight. It's great. It's a really nice, easy cops and robbers romp with George Clooney and Jennifer Lopez. Some proper stream chemistry there, though. And when they first meet each other, they get locked in a trunk together. And this is the beautiful music that accompanies that quite romantic, sexy scene. David Holmes with the trunk scene from music from the motion picture Out of Sight. This is great.
Thank you.
Links Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 3:30, I'm Jason Kay. Scotland's First Minister Alex Salmond has accused the Westminster government of panicky last-minute measures after the Chancellor George Osborne says Scotland would be given greater powers if voters decided to stay in the UK. An opinion poll by YouGov for the Sunday Times is the first mainstream poll to indicate a narrow majority for independence, but another poll by Panel Base for the Yes campaign gives a narrow lead to the No vote. Professor John Curtis is from the University of Strathclyde.
In truth, as a result of that, we really will be waiting for further polls this week to see whether or not anybody else has picked up the trend that YouGov claimed to have identified. And of course, what it certainly does, it creates favourable headlines for the Yes side, and perhaps it makes people think, well, if we are going to vote yes, maybe I want to join that enthusiasm after all.
Regulated rail fares in England, which include season tickets, will be capped in real terms next year. The Treasury has announced that there should be a rise of no more than the rate of inflation as measured by the retail price index. Ukrainian forces and pro-Russia rebels have exchanged mortar fire as they fight for control of Donetsk airport in eastern Ukraine. Rebels also shelled the port city of Mariupol during the night. European observers say the shelling violates the ceasefire declared on Friday, but in itself won't necessarily destroy the deal. Lewis Hamilton's beaten his Mercedes teammate Nico Rosberg to win the Italian Grand Prix at Monza. There are now 22 points between the two in the Formula One Drivers' Championship, with six more races to go. The BBC's James Allen has the final seconds of the race.
He's going to take his sixth victory of this championship. He's never done that before in his F1 career. He's so happy. He swerves the car from left to right at 200 miles an hour. It's victory in Italy for Lewis Hamilton. His championship campaign is back on track. But is this the day when his teammate Rosberg cracked under pressure?
The double Olympic gold medalist Mo Farah has won the Great North Run in Newcastle. He took the men's half marathon title in a personal best time. That's Six Music News. The next update at 4:30.
This is Six Music.
This is
BBC Radio
Six Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Belly BC. That's who.
I feel free.
Oh,
Sounds like somebody's putting up scaffolding poles outside my window. That would be inconvenient, wouldn't it? When I'm making radio. Yeah, there they are. Scaffolding poles. So if it sounds like your world's collapsing, it's not. It's my world being supported. That was David Shire and Whatever Was Arranged from the movie The Conversation, which is a great bit of Cold War surveillance paranoia involving Gene Hackman. My brother picked that tune, my brother Marcus, who's well into trawling his movies, as I am. We always have been since we were kids, really into our films. And he recommended that song, which is what prompted this week's theme of soundtrack. My featured artist this week is The Ink Spots. This from an album called My Prayer is probably their most famous song in their own right, sort of thing. I say spooky doo-wop because the lead singer of The Ink Spots insists on this overpronounced, sort of almost British gramophone kind of voice. I wonder if he's overpronouncing it because you had to sing like that to have your words heard when you were singing through a gramophone horn as opposed to sort of more hi-fi equipment. Either way, it makes it sound really spooky. And they've always got this cowboy edge to him because I'm guessing that's the genre that was in vogue when they were making their music. So you get the cowboy speaking the second verse or the third verse in kind of a Plains Drifter kind of way, and then this crazy overpronounced spooky English lead singer. I love it. It's The Ink Spots, and I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire.
I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart. In my heart I have but one desire, and that one is you. No other will do. I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just want to be the one you love, and with your admission that you feel the same, I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of. Believe me, I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart.
I don't want to set the world on fire, honey. I love you too much. I just want to start a great big flame down in your heart. You see, way down inside of me, darling, I have only one desire, and that one desire is you. And I know nobody else ain't gonna do.
I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just wanna be the one you love, and with your admission that you feel the same,
I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of. Believe me, I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart.
I've always wanted to get a celebrity Ink Spots tribute band together and get different actors to do the speaking bits. Do you know what I mean? Let's have your recommendations for who should be in that outfit. One of them pipe dreams I'll never get round to. More music from the movie. Why can't I do this? Music from the movie. There we go. More music from the movies now. Vangelis' love theme from Blade Runner. Everything about this says I shouldn't like it. Everything about the instruments chosen, the sounds used. But I absolutely adore it. It's from the Blade Runner trilogy, 25th anniversary edition, so I think it's been remastered. It's Vangelis and love theme from Blade Runner. Vangelis, the love theme from Blade Runner. Let's have another Desert Island Disc snippet now. Now from Emma, Top of Me Egg Thompson. I'll let her introduce it.
So the Scottish thing, tell me more about it. How and when did it begin? I mean, very early on.
Absolutely. It began when I was 3 months old. My mum and dad, my mum's Glaswegian, and we were staying in a little boarding house in Strone on the shores of Loch Long. I mean, obviously, I can't remember this, but Mum tells me the story. And we got to a beach where they found this little cottage. It's built in 1720. This exquisite little pearl of a cottage. And there was a for sale sign. And Mum said, oh, you know, wouldn't it be like... They had no money at all. I mean, literally to the extent that Dad had had to get help from Equity because he was earning 300 quid a year and it just couldn't do us, you know. Anyway, my dad just rang my mum's family and said, can I borrow 300 quid, which is what it cost.
And what are your memories of those very early years of the cottage on the loch?
Just sheer bliss, because we lived in a wee flat in London which had no garden. And I can literally remember having dreams about Scotland and dreaming that I would be there and then waking up in London and being sad. For me, as a child, Scotland was everything. Everything. It was like a paradise to me.
Let's have some music.
Okay, this is Tom Waits, and it's a song called Hold On. And this is for Gaia. This is giving birth. I loved being pregnant. I was so happy. I was just happier than I'd ever been. And I loved getting bigger and feeling her sloshing around and doing somersaults. And so it was just the best thing. And then giving birth, to fling your head back and let out this kind of leonine roar. And this child to come shooting out of your body in a great pile of stuff and blood, and the smell and the experience of it was beyond anything I could have imagined.
They hung a sign up in our town, if you live it up you won't live it down. So she left Monte Rio's son, just like a bullet leaves a gun. With a charcoal eyes and Monroe hips, she went and took that California trip. Oh, the moon was gold, her hair like wind. Said, don't look back, just come on, Jim. Got to hold on, hold on. You gotta hold on, take my hand, standing right here, you gotta hold on. Well, he gave her a dime store watch and a ring made from a spoon. Everyone's looking for someone to blame. You share my bed, you share my name. Well, go ahead, call the cops. You don't meet nice girls in coffee shops. She said, baby, I still love you. Sometimes there's nothing left to do. But you got to hold on, hold on. Baby, gotta hold on and take my hand. Standing right here, gotta hold on. Down by the Riverside Motel, it's thin below and falling. By 99-cent store, her eyes and started swaying. But it's so hard to dance that way when it's cold and there's no music. Oh, your old hometown's so far away, but inside your head there's a record that's playing a song called we gotta hold on to take a mind. Standing right there, gotta hold on. You gotta hold on, hold on. Baby, gotta hold on, take a mind. Standing right there, gotta hold on. You gotta hold on, hold on. Baby, gotta hold on and take a mind. Standing right here, you gotta hold on. You gotta hold on, hold on. Baby, gotta hold on and take my hand. Standing right here, you gotta hold on. You gotta hold on.
She's all woman. Emma Thompson chose Tom Waits' Hold On as one of her Desert Island discs. I love that song as well. Genius.
The BBC asks thousands of questions every day. What are the tingles we feel when listening to music? Can life exist above the clouds? And how can I see the Northern Lights in the UK? But what if we want to know more? BBC iWonder asks intriguing questions and guides us through thought-provoking answers. As one question is answered, another is raised. The discoveries are endless. BBC iWonder. Go to bbc.co.uk/iWonder.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Layla Diane's made some of my favourite music in the last few years. The Loop special, which I've been trailing for the past month now, has built up a significant amount of suggestions from you guys. It's going to be a really good programme next week. This has got that that wonderful repetition to it, that hypnosis that I go after so often in music. It's called My Brambles. It's from the album To Be Still, and it's the wonderful Layla Diane.
Just 2 feet, it is here.
host at the end of the programme. I'm going to play out with Ry Cooder's Houston in 2 Seconds, which is part of the Paris, Texas soundtrack, which I have to say is my favourite soundtrack ever. Just as a standalone record, it's a beautiful piece of work. Thank you very much to Peter and Michelle and Helen and everyone else who gets involved in making the programme. Thank you so much to the Beckopedia, as always, and to you guys for your Song for Guy recommendations. Keep them coming in. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. I'll see you next week. Good afternoon, Mrs. Harrington. Iggy Pop up next with his disaster special. Should be good.